You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Welcome, Matt Thompson.
Hey, guys.
Merry Christmas, Matt.
Merry Christmas, guys.
You've just rolled in with a heroic bottle of juice.
Yeah,
You spiked the punch, though, kind of vibe.
I had a 5-litre bottle, so I felt obliged to fill it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't turn out like with a half full bottle or something.
Do you just have enough pantry to cover that kind of stuff? Where'd you get all the fruit from?
Oh, I bought it from the fruit shop in the morning.
Okay.
Well, I thought if I didn't put it in, I could always eat it, so sure.
Okay, so you've got a 5-litre bottle of homemade
sangria.
Sangria.
It's like a school field day watered down Raro size bottle. Like, it's a big bottle.
Yeah, it's a big bottle.
It's enormous. Sure. 5 liters is
huge. You know what? Sure. It's a big bot. Stop right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of the sexy talk there.
It's lovely, though. Tell us what it is. What is this crazy juice?
Okay, so, if I was thinking, what shall I do? I thought maybe we'd just come down and have gin and tonic or something for the end of the year, make it easy. But then I was like, oh, no, I should do something Christmassy. And I was like, oh, should we do vegan eggnog? But then a friend of mine suggested sangria, which I was like,
do you want to name the friend?
Hold on, maybe we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I'd never made one before but drunk it before, it kind of was like the opposite of mulled wine.
Yeah,
for,
it's a cold version
for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what kind of red wine are you supposed to use?
I used an Italian
Does it
red
matter?
Wine. Fuck, I don't know, I've never made it before.
Yeah. But like, is this like Merlot or Pinot?
I used Montepulciano, which...
Montepulciano.
Yeah, the one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it came in a handy 1.5 litre bottle. And I thought it was quite a light.
You just love a big bot, I've noticed.
He's thirsty.
You've actually poured these in quite a short glass, but everybody's got a half-time orange in there as well.
So yeah,
let's talk about the burgundy colour.
It's a gin... We've used gin in this. This is how I linked it to gin.
Yeah. Okay, sweet.
And so it's got Cointreau in it, gin, which we use Blanc de Blanc because it's got the kind of sweetness from grape juice in it.
Mm.
And then it's got oranges, mandarins, blueberries, strawberries, and apricots in it, all sliced up. And I did this morning at about 9 o'clock and then put it in the chiller. And... I thought it turned out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it seemed really forgiving, actually, as I went through lots of recipes online, like what's the recipe? You know, the recipes were all quite different.
Mm-hmm.
And some called for ginger ale, which I thought it's not going to go with the gin. And then one of them called for seltzer or soda. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, then it's all going to work. Oh, and it's got orange juice in it. Mm-hmm. And so essentially, because I put quite a bit of gin in this, because it's kind of gin-based,
yeah.
I put quite a bit of juice, because we know gin and juice are a good mix.
That's true. It's in the salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very much, it's like a Christmas cake of cocktails. You know, it's very, very fruity. I'm definitely picking up on the red wine.
Am I just thinking about a mulled wine, but can you take this like a spicy route and put like random crazy herbs in here and stuff? Or is that like just the hot version? You seem upset. Sorry, mate.
Oh, sorry. Can you put spicy herbs?
Yeah,
I don't know much more about this drink.
You know, Christmas it up, a little cinnamon in there or something.
You mean like star anise maybe? Maybe you're thinking of a little clove in
whatever.
There.
I think we could have upped it by making a kind of iced tea, yeah, with some star anise and things and adding that.
Just
for
curious.
Sure.
Just curious.
For sure. I mean, I was just kind of winging it.
No, mate, it's fantastic. I was just having to think out loud and it's nobody's fault.
You know, that would improve. I mean, what I kind of liked about it was... It was a real kind of pour from the hip drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it tastes good. Yep.
It's bloody good. You can just roll around town with that massive bottle and make everyone's night.
Is this the sort of thing that is in a punch bowl? Or do you just a carafe? Is this more of a carafe served in a carafe?
Well, I think if we were in Spain,
what have you made?
It comes in a carafe or a jug. But in New Zealand, that would be illegal because you're not allowed more than a 500ml vessel containing spirits.
But
on
what
the
about
table.
Your house?
Yeah, your house, I guess.
You mean talking about your bath, like an old
That's
cast
what
iron
I would.
Bath? You're just out there with the autumn leaves, John, making some...
Yeah.
With the ore stirring.
Just mucking around with potatoes.
Now, Matt Thompson, of course, this is perfect time to stock up on some...
Oh, yeah, last minute. Yeah, if you haven't got a present, well,
God.
You're talking to the right person.
Do you normally put gin in a sangria as well? Is that a thing, or is that like just what you've decided?
You could put tequila, brandy, or gin.
Right, cool.
And with the...
Never all three. You.
Well, it probably would.
Only if you want to see God. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
Only if you want to
take
see
it
God.
To the top,
but
one of those Christmases.
You would put ginger ale... I think if it was brandy, you'd go ginger ale, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Who's texting right now? Who's that?
I just thought it might have been someone complaining about what I was saying or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You got it all wrong.
I mean, what's on the cards? Thompson Whiskey, Vic the Gin had a obviously a strange year with COVID-19 and... have you managed to put down a few like good batches of stuff? What have you been doing? You're wrapping up the year, and what's on the cards for next year?
He really knows the lingo, John.
Right, yeah,
he does the research.
This year was hard, man. Like, because we don't have duty free, which was really good for us, and it was hard because we had the idea for the Blanc de Blanc, but you couldn't really launch anything new if you can't go around to shops and sell it in.
Right.
So it was really hard. But everyone turned out and supported local, and we've had a really good Christmas. So that's really amazing, you know? Because you don't know, like, over a year, it's not that great, you know, people are going to buy a bottle. But no, it's been really good like that. So it's nice to end the year on a good buzz.
Rad. And of course, we kind of hinted at this before. For those of you listening out there, your last minute Christmas shopping at this point, you've got one day.
Yeah.
My flatmate went to the mall today.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, seeing him off was just kind of like, man, it was heavy.
Yeah.
It was like, almost like a cruise ship situation.
St. Luke's.
St. Luke's.
So,
I think last stop for me would probably be Kmart. There's a lot of just interesting.
You should wait till 2 o'clock before you go.
Get the real bargains. That's what I'm saying. The stuff that's fallen on the floor and been trodden on
a
couple times.
You have to park miles away.
If I'm going to do a quick retail run, to buy one of my family members a bottle of gin or whiskey for Christmas, where can I get some Thompson and or Victor?
Oh, thanks, John, for asking. Well, obviously, Glengarry's is that's the biggest, that's the most consistent. But Point Chevrolet
kind of
wine.
Point
Chevrolet. There's any fine wine kind of play, you know. I'm sure people could guess it.
I mean, what do you recommend? I mean, if you're going to steer someone somewhere, is it just their own personal taste? They should follow their heart.
Have you found the gin quite liberating? Like, now you're just making sangrias and stuff. Like, the gin you can kind of have a bit more fun with.
Well,
are you finding that?
That's what I thought at this time. Like, it's such a hot day.
This is a great drink.
I thought gin was the better mix.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, it's fantastic.
I sit around drinking whiskey all the time, but I know just not everyone else does.
Don't worry about me.
Just drinking whiskey, mate. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm at home, I'm having a whiskey, I don't care.
Gin's just a bit more fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A bit more fun.
I don't know. Well, summertime is great. It's great.
Mate, I'm not... Whiskey is definitely number one, but
it's
nice to have the gin, little fun car in the garage as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw a truck towing a dune buggy.
Okay,
this
mate.
Morning, I was like, yo, that is a fun little ride. I was like, man, that's so 80s.
Like a competition dune buggy.
Yeah,
or just
it was like good condition.
One
it
of those fiberglass ones?
It was a big, if you're out there driving a car right now, it was a big blue Dodge towing like a little tiny,
was
like
yellow
most classic 80s. I don't want to say it was yellow. That's just like in your mind, you always think of them as yellow.
Or
but
blue.
I think it was yellow.
Yeah. The orange, that kind of mint orange.
Yes.
Oh, wouldn't we all love that, hey? Drive away. Yeah,
dune
for holiday.
Buggy. Yeah.
There we go. If
Brand
anyone wants to know what we want for Christmas, it's just, we could probably all share the dune buggy.
Maybe you could get rid of the BFM ute and get the dune buggy.
Take. Matt Thompson.
You know that a dune buggy would just get nicked straight away. As soon as it was parked on Blockhouse Bay Road. Be stolen.
Cheers for the drink, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. So it's been a great year. Really enjoyed coming up here.
Thank you, as
really
always,
enjoyed
mate.
The support. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to all the Thompson
right
Whiskey
you,
Victor
the
Gin drinkers that supported us. It's been great.
Fucking A, man. Keep on keeping on.
Thanks. Everyone,
cheers.
Have a great Christmas.
Cheers, everybody.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.